This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economics of money can be interesting. Not the economics of money as in bond yields and mortgage rates, the boring stuff, but the economics of actual money. How much it costs to make a coin or a bill versus what that coin or bill is actually worth. The Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. Mint is considering changing up the metals that go into our coinage to make production of them less expensive. A nickel, for instance, is worth a nickel, but it costs almost twice that to make. A government agency trying to save money sounds like a good thing, but of course, nothing is ever that easy, as Marketplace's Noel King tells us.
A nickel is mostly copper, about 75%. The other 25% is actual nickel. The cost of extracting, transporting, and engineering metals has gotten more expensive, so it may be time for an update. Garrett Burke is a coin enthusiast and mint watcher.
It's just the same way that we absorb in music. It used to be with vinyl, then it went digital, and now we do downloads. Well, we can't expect the composition of the coins to remain the same, particularly when the costs go up.
So the Mint is proposing
to use less expensive metals, basically have the exact same experience of the coin, but produced at a much lower cost.
Keeping the experience the same is really important for business owners who make their trade in change. Ronnie Moore is vice president of marketing for the National Automatic Merchandising Association, which represents vending machine operators.
We need the Mint to understand that a redesign of currency would change the alloy content of coins, likely in a way that would force our vending companies to upgrade or replace coin acceptors.
A process she says could cost between $100 and $500 per machine.
The majority of our companies are small businesses that are run sometimes by husband and wife teams, and the cost of compliance would be really quite staggering.
Moore says the U.S. Mint has welcomed input from her group, and they haven't made any official decisions on changes to the nickel just yet. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.